So the Hollywood Bets Sharks side for their final group match of the URC against the Scarlets at Hollywood Bets Kingsmead Stadium tomorrow night has been announced. Evan Etzebeth, incredibly, is fit to start and will captain the side again. There are a few other changes to the team that beat Ospreys last week. Oxen Chair has recovered from his illness and will start at loosehead prop. And Miel van Heerden comes into the second row with Jason Jenkins shifting to the bench. Jenkins been in fantastic form lately for the Sharks. Sio Kolisi unavailable this week. He is being rested. Pepsi Butlezi will start at number 8, while Tino Mavasere gets another shot on the flank. The back line remains unchanged from that team that beat the Ospreys last week. And there's definitely competition for places in the Sharks side, which coach John Plumtree wants.
A big part of all that is just the competition within the sport. That's what we want, you know. So we want pressure on players. And I think we're seeing a little bit of that now. I've sort of been talking about making sure we do have some continuity and selection. It's still good for me to be able to know that, you know, there is competition for places. So when we do talk about selection as coaches, you know, we are having debates and that's what we want.
Well, that one kicks off at 7:30 p.m. at the Tank tomorrow night. The Stormers, they host Cardiff tonight, and the Bulls and the Lions are both in action tomorrow. Then we're going to look at some tennis from the Italian Open. It is men's semi-finals day. Third seed Carlos Alcaraz up against Italian Lorenzo Musetti. And it is Alcaraz who's broken in the first set there, leading 5-3. Musetti on serve. And this second semi-final takes place a little bit later. Yannick Sinner, in unbelievable form, takes on Tommy Paul of the United States. Sinner dispatched Casper Ruud yesterday in his quarterfinal 6-love, 6-1. So he is the man to beat. And Italy will be hoping that they can get an all-Italian final over the weekend. Jasmine Paolini, the other Italian, is in the final of the women's draw. And we're going to finish with golf. It is day 2 of the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. Having a look at the leaderboard, the players have started. Jonathan Vegas is still leading overnight. He is 6 under par, so he's dropped one shot today. He was 7 under overnight. He's played 5 holes. Aaron Rye is one shot back on 5 under. Ryan Gerrard still yet to get his second round underway. Michael Torbjornsson is 4 under, along with a number of players. Amongst the South Africans, though, there aren't many out on the course at the moment. It looks like Garrick Higgo still yet to tee off, but the rest of the South Africans are battling along. Donny van Tonder, 2 over par. The cut is set at the moment at 1 over. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.